Commentaries on St. Matthew, Tablet 16. But when they persecute you in this city, flee ye into another. For verily I say unto you, ye shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. The disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master, and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? Matthew 10, verses 23-25. They called Christ, the prince of the devils, Beelzebub, so they would call his disciples' names also, and would persecute them for his sake. He had not committed any crime. He had only said the truth. Fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. Matthew 10, verse 26. Be of good cheer, because the truth will prevail eventually. What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light, and what ye hear in the ear, that preach upon the housetops. Matthew 10, verse 27. It is true that you are ignorant, but if you let him speak through you, you will say the truth. In darkness, that speak ye in light, and ye will preach the truth openly upon the housetops. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Matthew 10, verse 28. Fear the power of the tamaguna in the universe, God, which can kill the soul and body through the power of ignorance, hell. Man cannot kill the soul, because as it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, the sword cannot touch it. BG 2, verse 11. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore. Ye are more valuable than many sparrows. Matthew 10, verses 29-31. Know that all is done by him, and put your trust in him, because he is more concerned about you than many other things in the universe. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Matthew 10, verses 32-33. Whoever overcomes the fear of men, stands for truth, and confesses the truth without fear, will be saved. But those who are ashamed of saying the truth because of the fear of men will be denied entering heaven. Only those who overcome this world and all its fears will find the way. Those who are even slightly attached to it will be lost in it. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I come not to send peace, but a sword. Matthew 10, verse 34. If people truly follow Christ's teachings and come to pure consciousness, there will be no choice but to have a great battle between those who have reached the truth and those who follow false teachings. That is the reason why each time an avatar comes onto the world, there will be a great tribulation sword for purification of the world, and many will be saved through it. As it is explained in Revelation of the Revelation, after each prophet and or religion in the eternal divine path, great upheavals come to the earth. I come not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. Matthew 10, verses 35 to 36. These things all happen when a new era is coming, and is called tribulation. He that loveth father and mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. Matthew 10, verses 37 to 39. Those who want to be born again and follow the truth, the Messiah, should crucify their false egos. Their false egos should die before they can be born again to their higher selves. To achieve this, a man should overcome this world and love the truth more than anything else. He should take his cross, sacrifice, and follow the truth, and in the process, crucify his lower nature, false ego. Whoever finds his life in his lower nature will lose being born again, and whoever loses his false ego will find the everlasting life and will be born again. He that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, and he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. Matthew 10, verses 40 and 41. Those who receive disciples of person in pure consciousness, Son of God, also receive the Son, and whoever receives the Son receives the Father. A person who can see a prophet and realize his divinity is at the same consciousness as the prophet. This is true about all people. Those who see the truth and righteousness in others are at the same level as they. The man whose mind is crude cannot see the light. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. Matthew 10, verse 42. When a service is done with a humble manner, for the sake of serving the Lord, in the name of a disciple, he shall in no wise lose his reward. Serve God through serving his creation, and you can be sure that you are serving him. This is the path to salvation.